Well, for American agriculture, trade is an important component of our ability to make the bottom line, because fortunately we're able to produce more food than we can consume. I always tell people food is a national security issue. And part of that national security issue is our ability to market our products abroad. But that requires a level playing field. And in the case of California, my home state, 44% of our agriculture is exported. Yet we find problems most recently with the trading partners taking containers in which they export their products to the United States or imported to us. And now those some of those containers are returning back to their country empty. That's an unfair trade practice in my view. And we brought that to the attention of the Maritime Commission. There's been an attempt to resolve this. I mean, we have a problem in our West Coast ports where we, in getting ships to the port and getting them offloaded and loaded. But beyond that, those ships have to be able to be loaded with our products to be sent back to their countries. That's fair trade. And that's why I brought this to the attention with some of my colleagues to the Maritime Commission to investigate how much of this these containers going back empty are a percentage of that products that are brought here. I think we need to get some specific numbers on that to determine whether or not this is a violation of fair trade. And then we've got to deal with an infrastructure issue, which has been out there for years, and we're debating an infrastructure package today. We need more capacity. We need more capacity in our ports and harbors on the West Coast, but in other parts of the country where our agricultural products are exported. We have delays in the port of Long Beach and Los Angeles, the port of Oakland, up the West Coast to Seattle. And so, therefore, we need to expand our capacity and those vital ports that are the shipping lanes to ensure that our products are competitively exported abroad.